What is it that men really want? What does a man want from a woman, and what does a man need to hear from a woman? How does a woman connect to her body and find her words to speak to a man? In this video and podcast, I'm going to share with you exactly how to find what you feel in your body and how to speak to a man so he really listens.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's class. This is also a class on iHeart Love Academy, which is my private members coaching group. But I'm also using today's class as a podcast for This Podcast is for Women. I'm going to teach you how to speak so a man hears you, how to speak from your feminine energy voice, how to get a man to really, really hear you, connect with your words, fall in love with you, discover this wonderful, beautiful woman you are, this feminine energy source, fall in love with you, pursue you, hear you, really get you. For me, this was a big thing I struggled with, is I was saying the words to a man that I thought he wanted to hear. I thought he wanted to hear that I loved him and I was crazy about him and I wanted to spend my life with him. I thought that these were the ways that you let someone know you love and care about them. But I was wrong. If anything, telling a man these things in that way kind of pushes him away. So I'm going to do a real quick, recount of feminine and masculine energy and how it really works. So one of the things I want you to keep in mind with feminine and masculine energy is that this is something we all have. However you identify your gender, whatever your DNA may say, we all have masculine and feminine energy within us, and for all I know, there may be other energy sources that are yet unnamed. But for now, I'm just going to focus on what I know, which is masculine and feminine energy. And your feminine energy has always been with you. And if you can think back to childhood, you might even remember when you really felt like a girl. And you were getting in touch with nature and you were making friends and you were discovering food. But then someone, maybe your mom, got you to wear a dress that was just like itchy. And you couldn't get out of this dress, but she was like, you look beautiful. You got to wear this dress. So you learned how to be in really uncomfortable clothes. And then you had to eat food that you didn't want to eat. And you had to eat it anyway. At least you did in my household. You had to clean your plate. You might have to hug or kiss a relative or someone, go give uncle, whoever a hug, and you don't even know who this guy is. And you learned as a little kid that you needed to stuff down your feelings. If you were going to get rewarded from mom or dad and be a good girl, which fortunately, hopefully is being phased out of parenting, this good girl, bad girl way that a lot of people have learned to parent. But you wanted to be good. And you thought being good meant I need to step down my feelings and I need to do what the adults around me are rewarding me for. So that is actually masculine energy. And men, unfortunately, are brought up in a culture where they are taught not to cry. And that not crying or not crying in public is how to be a man and how to be strong. And I agree with that to some extent. But I think a man, a real man, will also cry when he is in the privacy and the safety of a woman who can completely embrace him and accept him just the way he is. But a quick example, you have probably watched, a commercial or a movie and just been crying your eyes out. And you look over at your guy and he's like stone cold, just, watching this story unfold. And it's a little confusing because I'll turn to my husband and I'll be like, isn't this sad? And he's like, yeah. I get that it's sad, but it just doesn't affect his amygdala or these parts of his brain that process emotion because I'm a woman, all right? No matter how much masculine energy I have, and I have plenty, I'm still a woman. And if you run into a man who has a lot of feminine energy, you might at first be attracted to him because he is soft and gentle and he is very caring and kind. But when you lock your keys in the car and he sits in the house in the air conditioning while you call AAA, you're going to feel like you're not with a man. Or when the doorbell rings and he's just as scared as you are. So I talk a lot about the artist, which is this man who love bombed me. And I tell you, me and this guy were together only 9 months, and I've got like a million and one stories about him because he was just such an amazing learning experience for me to get where I am. I would not have my career now. I would not be doing this for a living had it not been for this man. So I remember we were at the theater once and the previews had just started. And I took out my phone and was actually trying to figure out how to silence my phone, but keep my phone on. And a man behind me threw popcorn at me over my head and said, "Hey, turn your phone off." And I very quickly said, "We're in the previews, you know, and this is what you do during the previews. You turn your dang phone off." And he threw more popcorn. I stood up and I turned around to this guy. And he was there with his wife and his two kids. And I said, "Excuse me, like throwing popcorn at me in the movie theater is assault." And my art, the artist, was going, "Shh, shh," like this, like scared. And I was like, "I don't care who this is. Like, I'm going to stand up to him." So you may have that as well. You may be a person who, when it comes to communication, you might be a little confrontational, or you might have that in you. Or you might not be confrontational, but then later feel really, really bad about it. But I was with a feminine energy man. And after the movie, I turned to him and I said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You've done all this martial art training, but you're not willing to stand up to a guy in a theater who's throwing popcorn at us? And he said, "Well, actually in martial arts, they teach you to run. They teach you to avoid conflict." And that just kind of goes against my values. Like, I believe in standing up for yourself. Unless you're in some sort of really scary situation where it's in your best interest not to. So that's just a good example of how masculine and feminine energy can work. Masculine energy is generally very protective and wants to just exudes an energy of protection around you. And if you have a man who's in his feminine energy, if he's not displaying these masculine energy characteristics, you can actually help him get into his masculine energy by being more in your feminine energy. So a good example of that would have been at the movie theater. If I would have said, "I am so scared right now. I am horrified. There's popcorn in my hair. And this guy, he's like a psycho behind me." And given my guide, letting him know how I felt, what I was feeling, that I was feeling scared, and giving him the opportunity to do something about it. Now, I will tell you, when I am out and about with my husband, Jeff, the world is a completely different place. The crowds part for me and this guy to walk through. When I'm by myself and I go out, it's a different world. People don't get out of my way. People, you know, cut in front of me. So I'm with the masculine energy man, thank God. I'm with this protector. He just exudes this energy. And I love it. And that's probably what most of you want. You want to feel safe, protected, understood, comforted, loved, and you want to attract and keep that type of energy around you. So how do you speak so a man hears you? It's this easy. You have to get into your feminine energy body. Now, I have a book called 500 Ways to Talk to a Man, and I give you lots of examples about how to find your voice, and I give you scripts that kind of help kick off that experience, but I can't tell you how to feel. Only you know how to feel because only you are in your body. So many of you may notice on the coaching group, I Heart Love Academy, we have so many women who say, "Hey, what should I do?" And the moderators will answer with, "Well, what are you feeling?" And I will answer, "Well, I don't really know, because what are you feeling?" Or I can say, "I'm feeling this, so this is what I would do." But we have to teach you how to get in touch with your feelings, because within you, there's this very wise, all-knowing inner girl who knows the answer. And she knows what is for the highest good for herself and for others. Now, practicing this is brand new for many of you. And honestly, it's something I still have to practice. It's a lot like meditation, but it does get easier the more you do it. And there are some things you can do to practice to find your feminine energy voice. And one of them is touching objects. So I did a class some years back and we practiced with food. We said, you know, put, you know, a slice of zucchini in your mouth, and how does it feel, you know, to your tongue? Does it feel slippery? Does it feel squishy, crunchy? And as much as you can, I want you to practice just taking an ordinary object and really getting in touch with how it feels. You know, like I've never noticed that this is so nubby, you know, like little nubs are on the end so I can grip my pen. And not only what am I feeling, but what am I feeling in my body? And that's the key. So let's talk a little bit about therapy. When you're in therapy, a therapist encourages that you get in touch with your feelings, that you go back and identify that when you went through that experience, you felt scared, alone, lonely, but no one says, well, where did you feel it in your body? So I talked about this in my recent podcast episode, number 25, where I give you some tips about how to get in touch with what you're feeling in your body. When you know how to get in touch with what you're feeling in your body, you can speak to a man so he hears you. A man will hear you when you speak through your body. And it's kind of remarkable the change you'll see when he does hear you. I mean, his head will turn, his face will change. You'll notice that you're making an impact. And in fact, you can speak from your body with everyone. Now, let me tell you, this is not a guarantee that someone is going to behave in a positive way. This is not a way to control someone. This is not a way to control an outcome. It does, however, give you the absolute best chances of connecting with someone and really getting them to hear you. So this is a practice that you must do on your own when, you know, no one's around you. And then when you're with your man, you can practice it, of course. And if you're online dating, it's really important to be able to practice this. Because online dating gives you like so many emails, you know, you have so many men casting their net wide, just sending you a message, seeing if you'll bite back. And as long as you look at their profile and their profile just doesn't make you want to like throw up, you know, if the guy is like just okay, if he was the last man on earth, you could be with him and his profile is nice, you know, he says good things on his profile, go ahead and have some conversation with him online, because it is an excellent way to practice finding what you feel. So finding what you feel requires that a part of you be centered, be aware of what's around you, and then also have this soft, curious feeling in your energy. Now, a lot of women, this comes really natural to them. And I talked about in podcast episode number 25, I said, if you go to meet a little stray kitty for the first time, you kind of like soften your energy. You kind of create this energetic feeling around you. Or if you spot a deer, you're like, oh, like, and you kind of change instantly this energy. Like, I don't want anything in my energy to send the wrong signal. And I want you to be able to practice that with yourself. So be able to practice like, there is a feeling inside of me. There's an inner girl inside of me. And you have to have like this calm, openness, this curiosity.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
One of the best ways you can do this is just taking a few slow, deep breaths. You can do it with me now. And unless you're driving your car, just take a few slow, deep breaths. And the first thing we're going to do is make sure you feel grounded. And there's usually three places you can check. First one is your bottom, and see if you can like feel your bottom sitting in the chair. And then see if you can feel your toes or your feet on the ground. And then it's either your back to the chair or your head. It's usually those three spots, or your elbows resting on an armrest. So make sure you make contact with that. And then just observe what room you're in. Say, I'm sitting in a chair in this room. I'm in North Carolina. I'm in this neighborhood. And just keep zooming back out until you realize you're in a chair, in a room, in a neighborhood, in a city, in a state. You zoom out and you see the whole planet. And then you can kind of zoom back in and you're here. So it changes your awareness. Like, you're aware that you're aware at this moment. You're consciously aware that you are aware of yourself and that you are in charge of all the words you're saying, all the movements you're making. They might seem really automatic, and usually they are, but now you are very much aware and observing yourself. So now you kind of get that curiosity, like, whoa, I can really observe myself. I know that I'm here in this room. I can feel my butt on this chair, and I'm aware that I'm noticing that. So go one little bit step further and just ask yourself, what am I feeling in my body? Give yourself a second or two to see what you feel. You might feel vibration that you didn't notice you were feeling. I'm certainly feeling some vibration. I'm really curious what some of you are feeling. When you really stop, lower your shoulders, what do you feel in your body? Are any of you feeling vibration? I would love to hear from you in chat. Or what you are feeling, that sensation. You might even be feeling like a little tension. And if so, what does it feel like? So someone said that they're feeling a warm vibration. They're feeling a tingling, right? Good. Okay. Someone's feeling a little tense in my back. And someone wrote that sometimes they see a certain type of guy and they get creeped out. Well, where do you get creeped out? Where in your body says, I'm creeped out, right? Another person said vibration and pulling apart in my heart center. Interesting. So I think it's really interesting that we can feel our bodies vibrating when we really stop and notice it. Like, we're walking around vibrating a lot, right? Well, you're an energetic being, so that makes sense. Some people feel heat, like heat in your body. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now let's go to the next step, which is, what are you really feeling? Now, if you are not driving in a car, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to ask yourself, what am I really feeling? What am I really feeling? And you'll notice this is a little different than the first time we asked it. The second time is a little different. And you might begin to notice you're actually, I'm feeling a little exasperated, or a little, maybe like out of breath or something. What is that feeling? You know, where is it at? You know, where is it at in my body? So anyone, feel free to chat and let's talk about what you're feeling. Because the next part is talking to this part of your body and talking to this inner girl and getting in touch with her. So someone earlier said, Gummy said, I'm feeling vibration and pulling apart in my heart center, like something's kind of separating. And so I wonder if I could use you as an example. Go ahead and put your hand to this part of your body where you're feeling any sign of emotion or feeling. Or if you're like, oh, I'm feeling sad. Well, like, where am I feeling sad? Or I'm feeling frustrated. How's this going to help me in my relationship? Well, where are you feeling that? And put your hand there. And I just want you to ask yourself this one question. What is it I really need right now? What is it that I need in this moment? Mm-hmm. So put your hand, Gummy, on your chest and say, what is it I need in that moment? and see what your body says. So she said, I need assurance. Okay, so ask your body, like, how do I get assurance? How do I get this feeling of assurance if that's what I need? Yeah, maybe I just need a hug, right? You need some sort of like pressure on your body, something that signals that inner girl, that wise inner girl, that I'm going to be okay. If you don't have anybody to hug, give yourself a big hug. And this is when you want to use things like getting a massage, taking a warm bath, doing things that can help your body connect back to itself and feel that comfort. All right, because this is your inner girl and she knows what you need. You got to find out what she needs. And when you do, this is how you speak to a man so he hears you. You can find in that moment, what am I needing? Someone said, I feel like in my heart, it's telling me I need warmth. Okay, I need warmth. So how can I give myself that warmth? How can I get that warmth I need? And what's the next suggestion it comes up with? And you'll notice that when your body speaks to you, it's like these little short sentences. It's very succinct. One person said, I feel tingle in my feet. I feel goosebumps on my arm. I feel relaxed in my back. My heart feels like a pancake that's been flipped over. Uh-huh. And she said, I need a warm Ayurvedic massage. Yeah, I know what I need. Like my body's like, all in these places doing stuff, right? You're kind of swirling around the feet, the back, the everything. So it's like centering. So the more that you practice this, it's like speaking to a infant who's learning how to speak for the very first time. So for many of us, we stop being a girl somewhere around age 5 or 6. And what I mean by we stop being a girl is that we were so rewarded for being in our masculine energy. And I tell you what, it brings tears to my eyes every time I talk about it, because I know it's happening to women all over this world. We are taught to be anything but girls. We are taught to be strong, tough, go out and get what you want, stuff your feelings down. And a lot of us, we are not meant for this, and it is detrimental to our emotional and mental health to keep stuffing our feelings down. Women are the number one consumers of antidepressants. And, you know, there's some terrible statistics about women out there, especially over age 50. And I think just at some point, enough is enough, and we break inside. Because we're not in touch with our bodies, and for years, we've just been rewarding ourselves by being in our masculine energy. So your inner girl is likely very young. So speaking to her is going to be like speaking to a 5-year-old. And a lot of times when you speak to your man, a lot of people criticize my scripts. They go, well, this sounds like a kid saying these scripts. Well, yeah, your inner girl is very much childlike. But here's the good news. Men understand that. The shorter the sentence, the more succinct and to the point you are, the better they understand what you're saying. So don't worry about it. All right. Or you might feel kind of silly telling someone like, oh, I feel all tickly inside. It might feel kind of silly to say that. Well, yeah, because it's brand new. Usually if you feel silly and kind of stupid with what you're saying, you're on the right track. A man is going to pick up and hear it. So everyone, I want you to practice this. I want you to be able to get in touch with your body, what you're feeling, and be able to connect with it. You have to practice this, not just with a man, not just with the dream guy, not with your number one and your quantum five. You have to practice this with yourself, touch objects, food, fabrics, anything that you can experience, a bike ride, when you're working out at the gym, like, what am I really feeling? But before you do that, make sure you really get grounded, because your masculine energy brain is going, you're feeling tired, you're feeling sleepy, you're feeling angry. You know, it's going to be able to just list that off really quick, because that's how our masculine energy, you know, part of our brain works. So I want you to be able to go deeper in your body and go, okay, like, what am I really feeling? And you might find a lot of time that you're feeling just, you thought you were feeling sad, but you're really feeling like this other thing. And it's very interesting. Ask yourself what you need and see what starts to change for you in that area. All right, so we're going to open up some Q&A. I'm turning on my air conditioning in my house. It's getting warm in here. Sarah said, does the inner girl always stay a child? You know, I don't know. My inner girl feels somewhere between, at this point, maybe around 7 and 10 years old, but I don't know. Maya said, when you're communicating with a man, are you literally just telling them how you feel in your body verbatim? You can try that. You can try that. As long as it's absent of you're making me feel, right? Because that's not true. No one's making you feel anything. You're having a reaction, you know. But as long as it's something that you're feeling. So let's open up discussion here. I'm going to pull out some of my coaches, and I'm going to, if someone wants to just raise their hand, we can take your question. And just for the sake of everyone else in this class, just try to be as succinct as you can so we can get to a couple of different questions for everyone.
What if you could choose the types of men that were attracted to you? What if you could decide on how your partner would respond to you when you're grumpy, need love, support, or choose how your man will walk back into your life and ask for your hand in marriage? This is where my self-study program, New Man Manifesto, can dramatically call forth not only the type of man you desire, but the behaviors and characteristics that align with your values. Here's a testimonial from Laura in British Columbia. New Man Manifesto helped me transform my love life in ways I never imagined. I was heartbroken from a breakup, and this program got me focused on what I did want in a partner and helped me move on from a man who was wasting my time with empty promises. The more I practiced my feminine energy and manifesting tools, the more quality men began to appear in my life. After learning how to date again and finding two great guys to quantum date with, an amazing thing happened. My ex began texting me, asked me on a few dates, and recently proposed, and now we are engaged to be married. I turned my life around from being angry and heartbroken to manifesting a loving relationship and being at my very best. If you want to learn more about my feminine energy tools and manifesting, visit my website, everheartcoaching.com/NMM. That stands for New Man Manifesto. And be sure to check out my program bundle. For one low price, you can get all of my programs and ebooks. Again, my website is everheartcoaching.com. Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com, to learn more. What if you could choose the types of men that were attracted to you? What if you could decide on how your partner would respond to you when you're grumpy, need love, support, or choose how your man will walk back into your life and ask for your hand in marriage? This is where my self-study program, New Man Manifesto, can dramatically call forth not only the type of man you desire, but the behaviors and characteristics that align with your values.
Here's a testimonial from Laura in British Columbia. New Man Manifesto helped me transform my love life in ways I never imagined. I was heartbroken from a breakup, and this program got me focused on what I did want in a partner and helped me move on from a man who was wasting my time with empty promises. The more I practiced my feminine energy and manifesting tools, the more quality men began to appear in my life. After learning how to date again and finding two great guys to quantum date with, an amazing thing happened. My ex began texting me, asked me on a few dates, and recently proposed, and now we are engaged to be married. I turned my life around from being angry and heartbroken to manifesting a loving relationship and being at my very best. If you want to learn more about my feminine energy tools and manifesting, visit my website, everheartcoaching.com/NMM. That stands for New Man Manifesto. And be sure to check out my program bundle. For one low price, you can get all of my programs and ebooks. Again, my website is everheartcoaching.com.
I hope you guys can raise your hand. Or in the chat box, if you can tell me who has a question. Okay, great. We're coming to Maya. Maya, I am going to unmute you.
Hi.
Hi, Maya. I'm opening up Brandy, and I'm opening up myself and Joanna. And tell us a little bit about what's going on, your experiences with finding what you feel.
It's difficult. It's definitely hard to get out of my head. That's why I kind of asked if you're just communicating literally what you feel in your body. I don't know how to turn that into, I find like when I am having a conflict in the moment, I can get into my body, but I don't know what the next step is, how that turns into communication. And something I've struggled with is how, because I know you talk a lot about getting clarity as a feminine energy thing. And a lot of times when I think I'm getting clarity, I think I'm actually in masculine energy, having a million questions and wanting to solve the problem or wanting answers. So I've had a hard time differentiating between what is getting clarity and having your questions answered versus, you know, that masculine energy needing answers and trying to problem solve. And yeah, what that looks like in the midst of a conflict, like I'll get in my, yeah.
What does it look like to you? Like, what does it look and feel like to you? Because when conflict usually happens, you know, you're experiencing not a disagreement, but usually one person's trying to control the other person. One person wants that other person to be doing or saying something that they're not. That's usually like what's happening. And then you kick off all these sorts of feelings in your body, right? It's like a little, you know, hurricane going on inside of you. So you have those feelings in those moments. In that moment, is that where you are gleaning your question from, the clarity that you need? Is your clarity and your question based on that feeling you're having in your body?
Yeah, well, it probably is like a panicked energy. Uh-huh. And that's where my questions are coming from. So that's why it feels masculine, because I feel panicked and upset. And so I kind of reach out, you know, and try and get answers versus coming from a more like calm, grounded energy and getting clarity. So I guess that would be the difference.
Okay. And during that moment when you're having that panicked energy, is the man in front of you?
Yeah, used to be. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this is a really great question, because in that moment when you're having all those going on, and that part is the part going, we got to know this. We got it. That's fight or flight. You know, that's fight or flight happening to you. So when you're in that situation, what I would love for you to practice is feel that feeling in your body. Feel it. You know, here's your guy. He's saying something or doing something. You're wanting him to say or do something different, or he's wanting you to say or do something different. Feel that feeling. And just tell your body, hey, I feel you. I'm going to get to you. I just can't get to you right now. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be there for you. We're going to take care of this feeling. But for right now, I got to listen to my partner and I got to be in this present moment.
So it's about hitting pause until you can really think about what to ask and like how to get clarity.
Well, what if you just really listen to him? Like, can you give us a little bit of an example? Because I'd love to know what like Brandy or Joanna has to say about this. But can you give us kind of a little bit of an example of what an argument is like?
I guess my recent issue was my ex-boyfriend, we broke up like about 2 months ago. He had to move to Panama to help his family because his dad was having health issues. And he expressed that, you know, the plan was I was going to move with him. But the months leading up to it, I felt uncertain. I felt like he was pushing me away. Whenever I tried to actually have a conversation about what that would actually look like me moving there, like, you know, logistics, making sure he was taking it seriously, I guess, he would sort of freak out and shut down and he didn't even want to have that discussion. So I tried kind of getting into my feminine energy and being like, you know what, he's obviously really anxious about this big move himself. Let me just be there for him and not ask a million questions because it would really push him away. Anytime I would try and be like, have a serious discussion about us moving together to a foreign country and living with his parents would actually look like. So I completely didn't ask. I just gave him space to deal with his move because he was anxious. And then fast forward, you know, he moved away about 2 months ago and fully acting like he was intending for me to join him in like 3 months because I needed time to pack. And then broke up with me over the phone a month later.
Oh.
So
was that a huge surprise?
It was in a lot of ways, but also it wasn't. Like looking back, it's like, wow, looking back, anytime I tried to have a discussion, he pushed me away, but I was trying to not get into that masculine energy. What does this look like?
Why is knowing where I'm going to be sleeping at night, knowing when I need to, you know, let my lease end and pack up my stuff, why is that masculine energy?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a hard time knowing, like, getting clarity, what does this look like, but also not pushing him in away because he was dealing with his own anxieties because he was moving and he was really anxious about moving back in with his parents.
So let's understand something here. How was this feeling every time you went to the person that you're hoping to spend the rest of your life with? How did it feel every time you went to him and said, hey, when am I going to be moving? Or what room am I going to be staying in at your family's house? And he would be like, oh, please, like, don't, not right now. So how did that feel to you?
It felt awful. I was, yeah.
Right. Did you tell him it felt awful?
I probably expressed to him a few times. I don't know how I did it, but I kind of asked him a few times. I asked him, hey, because it started where he began picking fights with me a little bit. He got really short tempered the months leading up. And I asked him, I was like, are you pushing me away? Are you picking
fights? Well, of course he was pushing you away because you were slowly narrowing in on this happening. And he was not being a man. He wasn't saying to you, hey, I'm not going to be with you anymore. You know, and so of course he was like in fight or flight mode. You were putting him in a corner, you know, and what happens when you put someone in a corner, right? But the question I want you to think about is that this was feeling horrible to you. And so on some level, you were able to tell him, but were you able to tell yourself like, oh my God, this feels like crap. And I love this guy, but this feels horrible. And I am really worthy of, I am the most important thing. And if I'm not feeling good, something's wrong.
Yeah. That's why I felt when he broke up with me a little uplifted because he finally acknowledged. He said, I don't like the way I've been treating you. And I feel like I need to take a break to heal myself because I love you and I love this relationship, but I don't think I've been a good partner and we need to take some time apart, yada, yada, yada.
Right. Yeah, I love you. I love you, but yeah. I love myself a lot more to actually not confront this until the 11th hour, right?
Yeah, and that gave me kind of false hope. I'm still clinging on to it in a lot of ways because he still contacts me and
Of course he does. You have this beautiful voice. I saw you on the camera. You're drop dead gorgeous. The guy knows he's missing out on something wonderful. And I can't stress to you all enough that men love companionship. They love companionship. They'll talk online. They'll chat with a woman for years that they've never met. Okay. They love pen pals. They love companionship. They love talking to women. And as long as you keep a man like this around you without moving up that next step, which is like, we need to date regularly, he's going to keep doing this. But I want you, Maya, your work is to get in touch with how you're feeling, how you are feeling, how you're feeling trumps and overrides everything. And if you're not feeling good, you need to get in touch. You need to do this body work and really get in touch with what it is your inner girl is wanting. You know, what is it about this man? What are the characteristics? What are those feelings or sensations he's giving you that feels so good that even though he turned his back on you and basically stalled, you still want him, right? You got to get in touch with those feelings.
Yeah.
But you asked a really good question, and it's something that everyone needs to hear, which is whenever you're getting clarity and it's about where I'm going, you know, one of my favorite scripts is to ask a man, where do you see us going? Now, I have had relationships end with my clients when I get them to ask their partner this question, and they go, Adrian, you should have never gotten me to say that. I should have never said that. And I said, why? Do you not want to know where you're going? Because a guy has got lots of time. Okay, they can have babies when they're 75. Their brain, their time is different than our time. And that's sometimes the urgency that a woman is feeling that we're not actually aware of, is that we don't have a lot of time, right? So you've got to get in touch with your feelings. Do not for a minute longer entertain a relationship that is not meeting your needs, where the guy is not close enough to be dating you regularly. And, you know, he's just using you as a pen pal. Get in touch with how you feel, Maya, okay? I want you to practice that more with this scenario, with this guy. And talk about it in the group. Let us know what's going on, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, who else has a question? I'd love for Joanna or Brandy, whoever wants to, just raise your hand. I think we have time for a couple more. I'm not seeing any hands go up. I thought I saw one, it went back down. Okay, we're gonna open up Gummy. Let me find you, coming for you, Gummy. All right, and then whichever moderator would like to take this one, I would love to hear. All right, Gummy, go ahead. You can hear me. I asked you to unmute. There you are. We can't hear you, Gummy. All right, we're going to move on to someone else. Let's see here. Gabby, I'm coming for you. I just sent you a request to unmute. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Gabby.
Hello.
A little bit about what's going on. It's good to talk to you.
Well, yeah, you too. I'm from the UK, as you can probably hear. I'm in Italy right now, but I'm a big fan of your work. And my question is about when we're talking about like feminine and masculine energy. I split up with my guy a week ago, so it's still quite raw. And I can't help but think, getting to the nitty gritty, he felt sometimes slightly emasculated. Well, maybe that's not the right word, but intimidated by what I do for a living, just because I work in like media and sometimes it's quite exciting. And I think at first he was sort of really happy to come along for the ride and come to these cool events. But then he is a little bit younger and works in a very different sort of career area. And I think he's still figuring himself out in that respect. And I guess my question is, like, moving forwards, how do I stay in my feminine energy without intimidating a man with what I do, but then also remaining true to myself and being proud of my achievements and accomplishments and not feeling like I need to hide them because I don't want him to feel you know, not good about himself.
What if you let him feel not good about himself? What if you're just like, okay, you don't feel good about yourself, and instead of trying to make yourself better, feel better, so that he will feel better. What if you just said, I'm not in charge of if you feel bad about yourself or not. You can feel as bad about yourself as you want to.
Well, I think that's why he ended things ultimately.
Who would like, what coach would like to speak about this?
I sense a bit of like controlling the situation by changing yourself in order to relieve a reaction from the man. And I feel like in a way that doesn't come across authentic, because you should be authentic within whatever you do in your career and your life, how you live. If that's an insecurity that the man holds, that's something he can figure out for himself. Embracing who you are, because he should embrace who you are.